We are live here with a Schloss rant from the Philadelphia suburbs. We're going to bring in Cousin Johnny making his second appearance on the podcast. Cousin Johnny, pleasure to have you again.
Oh, happy Saturday night, cuz, live from Wappingers Falls. Excited for debut number two.
Debut number two, and for everyone listening out there, we're going to run the board, and then we'll jump in with games that were picked. Just a little bit of a, you know, surprise out there. We have two games in which we are heads up, two completely opposite sides, and we'll probably get into some heavy, heated debates because I know Johnny is going to come prepared with his picks. All right, so let's start with the first game on the board that neither one of us has a lean or a play on the game, and it is the Eagles laying the 7 points on the road at the Washington Commanders.
The Washington Commanders. So I was very close to taking the Commanders in this one in our top five. I kind of backed out last minute. I was reading a little bit more. Main reason is, am I really going to trust Sam Howell to come across and cover the 7 points? I mean, last time they played, 3-point game, close game, you know, usually divisional dogs. I'm going to say the stat a few times because I have a couple games this way, but divisional home dogs cover at a 60% clip, slightly above that. You know, to me, this is a close game. It just, I'm not confident enough to say, all right, Commanders, you're going to cover this. And with the 7 points, it's moved a little bit. It was at 6.5 at 1 point, 7. If it goes to 7.5, I mean, it's a little bit late now, but I would have considered putting it in. But right at 7, it's just not there for me. So I'm leaning Commanders, not much of a takeaway otherwise.
Yeah, I would give a lean on this game too with the Commanders. They're getting 77% of the money on 49% of the bets. You'd like the Eagles, like you said, probably at 6.5, but once it starts to get up to that 7, you have to lean with the Commanders. And the main reason I couldn't pick this game, honestly, is because do you really want to be back in the Commanders, taking a position with the Commanders and have Jalen Hurts and the boys here in Philadelphia just come here and absolutely smack you? No, you don't. So this is a game in which we're just going to put a lean on it. We'll both lean Commanders, but again, not one of the official five plays on the board for us. All right, the next game, staying in the NFC East, or at least half the teams in the NFC East, the Rams versus the Cowboys, the Rams, Rams getting 6.5. What say you?
I really like the Rams this week. It scares me a little bit, you know, Cowboys coming off a bye. I think the Rams are going to still steal a wild card, and it's a tough NFC West. Seahawks are pretty good. Yeah, horrendous. No, Seattle's looking pretty good. Niners have just been skidding a little bit, but they are still, I think, the best team in the NFC right there with Philly. I don't know. I mean, I'm leaning a little bit more towards the Rams. The Cowboys, it started at 6, then it went to 6.5. You know, maybe more pro money is coming in on the Cowboys, but I'm going to lean Rams. I'm staying away overall, though.
Yeah, I would lean Rams here, too. I like that they're coming off of a tough loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're getting, you know, a sizable amount of points. Stafford, he's got weapons with Kupp and Cooper and Nacua. I almost said Cooper Nacua. But, yeah, he's got enough weapons. I would go lean with the Rams, but, again, not an official play. All right, the next game, the Patriots getting 8.5 points against the Dolphins.
They're only 8.5. I saw 9.5 a few books, too, though.
All right, yeah. We'll go. It depends where you're looking. Yeah. I got 8.5 here on FanDuel up on the board. I've even seen 8 possibly for the Dolphins on points bet. So, I don't know.
So I'm not 1,000% on the stat, but if I think I read this correctly, the Dolphins have not beat a team with a winning record since week 5 last year.
Yeah, something like that. Since September of last year, let's just call it like that.
So, and granted, they've come off really hot, 70 points not a few weeks ago against the Broncos, Swiss cheese defense. But, you know, I don't know. The Patriots looked pretty good last week. So I'd be hard to bet against. If Tyreek's really banged up, is Belichick going to go out like this? I mean, I don't see him going out as the worst coach or the worst team in the league. I think he keeps rallying his team. I think the defense figured out a little bit after those key injuries in the secondary. I don't love it, but I'm going to take the points here with the Patriots.
I would go the other way if I was going to go the Dolphins. I think that they're just capable of putting the beat down on these bad teams. I'm not getting overhyped about the Patriots beating the Bills last week. You have to figure in a divisional matchup. Finally, they'd be able to stop them, even though, you know, Josh Allen still was able to score over 24 points, 25 points, whatever it was. I would lean the Dolphins in this particular matchup here because they just beat down bad teams point blank. They did it to the Giants. They did it to the Panthers. And I see no reason why they can't win the game and cover those 8.5 to 9 points, maybe even 8 points, depending on where you shop. All right.
I am going to contradict you for a second because you did say, well, I'm not going to take much into effect being a divisional game. You do know this is a tough divisional game.
That's true. It is a division. But Miami owns historically, and I don't always like to look at the historics, but they own New England in that stadium, even when Tom Brady was the quarterback and even when the Dolphins had absolutely nothing really going for them. You think back a couple of years ago, that crazy game, I think it was 2018, where the Dolphins had like a hook and ladder to win. Gronk was playing defense there. Yeah, even games like that, again, where Miami's not that great, but they still do well against the Patriots when at home. And 8 to 9 is still a lot of points in a divisional game, but I think that their firepower should be enough to cover that. But again, these are leans, not official plays. I'm feeling better about my official plays kind of as we go through these leans, being like, oh, I'm okay not picking these games. All right, so the next one we got, because we got the Falcons, we got the Titans, we got the Falcons. I'm seeing either 2 or 2.5 here. So either way, I mean, it's not over that 3 magic number, but the Falcons are the favorite. And I believe Tennessee opened up as the favorite. I think they were a point favorite to start. So what do you think?
So that one, I think, was before Tannehill was designated being out of
this.
Oh,
so, that's the good information there.
So I have a stat courtesy of Chad Millman from the Action Network app.
All right, let's hear it.
So far this season, games, over-under, totals below 42, when the spread is 4 or lower, teams that are dogs are 23-8-1. This season, right?
Good numbers.
There's a couple games that week that are falling into this category, and Tennessee is one of them. So now, I'm not even sure if it's going to be who's going to wind up starting. Did they announce it yet?
I think Levis is supposed to start for Tennessee, right. I think.
So we don't know much about him, right? There is some rumors about Derrick Henry maybe being traded, maybe not being traded. Are the Titans rebuilding? Are they not rebuilding? I did see that it looks like Tennessee is not going to try to trade Derrick Henry. I'd lean Falcons because I just, 2.5 with a backup quarterback just doesn't really seem – Falcons should be able to win this game. I think the Falcons have a talented roster. I mean, they're kind of all over the place. Ritter just wants to lose games at this point, but he hasn't really yet. So he's hanging in there. He's doing okay. I'm going to lean towards the Falcons on this one.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I'd lean towards the Falcons too. It just goes to show you, with Tannehill out, I wouldn't have thought that was worth 3.5 points with Ryan Tannehill because I just don't think he's all that good. But it goes to show you how much worse, they think about Levis or the other guy, Malik Willis. Is that his name? What doesn't matter.
Yep, Malik Willis.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show you that they think Tannehill's worth 3.5 points, which for a quarterback, it's not a lot, but really he's not all that great. So shows that the backup guys are really not all that great. So I think the fact that the Falcons here are now the favorite, I would lean with them. But again, these are leans. All right, Cleveland and Seattle. I'm just checking my little notes here to see if you have a play on it. I do not have a play. You do not have a play on it. Not Cleveland is getting 3.5. This seems to be pretty much a consensus number. The Browns coming off kind of a lucky win last week against a team they should have blown out of the water, in which they did not blow them out of the water, in the Indianapolis Colts. And that Browns defense, so much for this is the greatest defense since the 2001 Ravens or the 02 Bucks or the 85 Bears. Or, name your team, because, I mean, Gardner Minshew put up 460 yards passing on them. At any rate, Seattle's the 3.5-point favorite. What do you think?
This is a tough game. I mean, it's a perfect line if you think about it, really. I mean, I'm not sure if I would go either way. If you go point more, point less, I would really lean another direction. I feel like Vegas really nailed this line. I'm still going to lean Cleveland. I mean, they're a fun team. Their defense has been really strong, obviously, except last week. you know, we don't really know what Seattle is yet. I feel like they haven't fully come to life. They're 4-2 currently.
Cleveland beat Detroit early, though.
Right. They did. I mean, that was a close game, though. There was a lot of points put in that game. They're both 4-2. You know, PJ Walker is holding his own. There's obviously this weird drama with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, they lost Nick Chubb to that crazy injury. They're hanging in. I mean, I think they can hang. I think they can hang around. I see this being on a 3-point victory by the Seahawks, as sharp as that sounds. And I feel like it's going to come down to last second possession. Over-under is 37.5.
That is a low number.
Yeah, it's pretty low. I mean, can Geno really not put up that many? I don't know. I'm staying away from it either way. That's just a quick prediction, though.
Yeah, I couldn't touch this game either. If you made me pick, I would say Seattle, and I know that that's probably the squarest pick in the world to take Seattle, but I think the fact that they're favored by 3.5 points against what's supposed to be such a vaunted defense, and I know Myles Garrett is about as good of a player as anyone in the NFL, quarterbacks included. He's dominant, he can get to the quarterback, but I would still say Seattle at home, laying the 3.5. This is kind of, if I was going to pick this, this is a game where I would just kind of be disregarding the hook there and just be like, all right, I think that they're the better team. I'm going to put it all out there. But again, not an official play on the game. All right, the next one, Chiefs, Broncos, 7 points. Chiefs favored on the road.
You going first? You want me to go?
Let's switch it up. I'll go first here. Honestly, I couldn't put this game in the rotation here because of all the funny business that tends to go on when the Chiefs play at the Broncos. It's 7 points. Denver stinks. We all know that. They almost kind of sort of maybe were competitive a couple weeks ago on Thursday night, but not good enough for me to pick them. And with Kansas City, I mean, you know, they covered last week against the Chargers, but they don't always cover these numbers. If I was going to put a pick, I would put Kansas City because, again, I'm not always trying to be the smartest guy in the room by picking the Broncos to be like, oh, look at me. I took the Broncos and the 7 points. So instead, I would have to pick the Chiefs if I was going to put a play on the game, but I am not going to.
So early in the week, I was like, all right, I'm going with the Broncos here. And then I've kind of been thinking a little bit more about it. There's going to be bad weather tomorrow. It's supposed to be up to a foot of snow potentially in Denver. Crazy. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. So I don't know. I mean, when I was actually on a few weeks ago, we talked about how the Chiefs don't really cover large spreads.
They started to cover.
They've been covering 4 out of the last 5 games. They've been covering a lot. You know, they're sneakily 6-1 right now. I mean, they haven't
lost since week one.
Right. They haven't looked the best, but at the same time, now Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift. No, I'm just kidding. they look good. I mean, their defense, I'm looking at a stat. The defense, they're allowing 13.7 points per game. If you look at that and they continue that trend, is Russell Wilson really going to surpass that by a lot? And are the Chiefs really not going to put up more than 21 against against Broncos defense? Probably not. I was really close to taking this in our contest with the Chiefs -7. It's just that 7 kind of scares me. I don't really like to push. If it was 6.5, I would go for it for sure.
You're that confident you feel within a half a point of the game.
It's a position. I mean, I like the position of taking the Chiefs, but it just a touchdown, that's a big number. And I like, granted, at 6.5 to 7.5, especially with extra points, you know, being a little more prevalent or going for 2 more prevalent, it's right. Not as important, but it's still a big number. So it's, to me, if it was 6.5, it'd be an automatic play for the Chiefs. The weather is just a little of a weird, you know, a weird X twist. Factor. I actually think I think a bad weather favors the Chiefs in this one. So I'm going to take the Chiefs. It's not in our contest, but, you know. Chiefs would be the lean.
All right. Let's jump to the next game here. I think we only have 2 more that we've got. Yeah, just 2 more that we are not putting in official plays. Of course, I wrote your picks in about equivalent to size 10 or 9 font here in my little notebook, so I have to put it right up close to my face. So anyways, Chicago Bears getting 8.5 against the Chargers. Let's keep this quick. Bears or Chargers?
I'm going Chargers. I don't have a lean. I mean, I don't have a lean on this one, but Chargers.
Chargers for me, too, if I had to lean the Bears. Nice story last week. I picked them, but, you know, that's about where it runs out. Raiders at the Lions, it's looking like right now, the line has kind of been all over, but it's about 8 right now, give or take, with what I'm seeing. The Raiders getting 8 at the Lions. Is this a get-right spot for the Lions?
It kind of worries me a little bit because when I saw it at 7.5, I'm like, why is it only 7.5? Raiders are sneakily 3-4 right now. I mean, they,
Worst 3-4 team I've ever seen. Not the 3-4 is great, but.
Correct. Like, could they, think of like the Vikings last year with luck rankings, but like, are the Raiders that lucky? Yeah, probably. But, they do have Jimmy G coming back. He is slated to play. They have a lot of talent on that team, but it's just a matter of like, I don't know. I think they're horribly coached. I think you kind of have to lean the Lions here, but like the Lions, Lions went in 2 weeks ago thinking they were the best team in football, got absolutely blasted last week, back to reality. I think they get right this week. I'm leaning Lions 8.5, whatever it is, 7.5.
Yeah.
I see it in so many different lines right now.
Whatever the case may be. Yeah. Honestly, for me, if I was going to give a lean, I would have to go the Raiders just to chiefly be a contrarian here. Lions are getting here 93% of the bets, 96% of the money. I would just have to be a contrarian and just pick the Raiders. But again, this is not an official play. All right, now let's get to games that are going to be official plays. You want to go with the ones that were heads up? Let's do the ones that were heads up.
Let's wait for those.
Save the ones that were heads up. All right. So I think we do have one that's a family. Yeah, let's do the one that's a family play. So we got the Saints at the Colts. What are you feeling here? So we're both on the Saints, right? We're both on the Saints. So I have that written down, right? Okay, I'm seeing it at -2, might be -1.5, but I have with the DraftKings -2. So we're gonna do the -2. Does that work?
I guess so. I was hoping they were 1.5, but that's okay.
1.5's on FanDuel right now. As of a couple minutes,
I see 1.5 on Yahoo. I saw it on DraftKings before, but it's okay. We can do 2.
I'm challenging myself to up it to 2, but honestly, I like when there's one team that starts off as the dog and then they go to the favorites, and that's what happened here with the Saints. The Saints have the 4th best defense overall, 7th best if you look at it per DVOA metrics. I don't see Minshew coming out and having a dominant game, and I know that he played really well last week. We mentioned 460 yards or so through the air, and the Saints are 2nd in 3rd down conversions on defense, holding their opponents to that. So I like the Saints to win, maybe by a field goal, give or take. So that's why I'm with the Saints -2. What do you think?
Give or take would be that -2 you're talking about. So hopefully it's a little more than the give or take. I don't know. I mean, Indy's well coached, man. Like they've been playing really well. Gardner Minshew, got to give it to him. He's been holding it down the last few weeks, especially. Both
not winning games though.
Yeah, but holding it, I mean, what do we say? Like, they're playing well enough, right? 456 yards it was last week against Cleveland. Like, they're doing what they can to stay in these games, again, which is why the spread is so tight. And it's a good line that, that they put out. I've been riding the Saints the last couple of weeks, and I've been burned on them a few times.
I know.
I'm staying with the Saints on this one. I just think that I just think they're the better team. I think they're better. I think they're coached better. I think their defense is much better. I think they win a close game. Hopefully we limit the mistakes on offense. I still think the Saints win the division.
What an ugly division.
It's an ugly division, man. I mean, I think they win in a close game. But, yeah, give me the Saints.
All right, so we both have the Saints -2, maybe -1.5. This is a valid point for everyone out there. Go take a look. If you're signed up with multiple places, open up both apps, at least for your own sake, and see which one you're getting the better number. And if there's not a better number, maybe you're laying a little bit less on the VIG. Maybe you're getting it at a -108 instead of -110. We're not putting, thousands upon thousands on each game, but maybe someone out there is. So, yeah, straight face. Don't tell the wife straight face. So, at any rate, yeah. I mean, yeah, take a look around. All right, the next game, I'm going to pass this off to you. The Texans and Carolina, because I don't have a play on it. This is all you.
All right. So, Texans are 3.5. They won 3 of the last 5, covered the 4 of the last 5. They did lose to Atlanta, but they wound up covering them. I've been off on the Texans, and when I said a couple weeks ago when they covered against Atlanta, I was like, I have to go back on them. they're playing, you know, CJ Stroud is on fire right now. 9 touchdowns, 1 pick in 6 games. Panthers, worst team in the NFL. Worst team at rushing the quarterback. CJ Stroud, third best quarterback, who's also against the rush. So that means to me, he's going to have a lot of time to throw the ball. Tank Dell coming back from a concussion. Nico Collins, Damon Pierce. I mean, they got a nice offense. Their line is getting healthy again. I don't mind them throwing a ball or, you know, having Singletary get a bunch of touches too. I mean, I think that kind of mixes it up and that's good for them. You know, give me the Texans 3.5. I don't see, you know, some people are thinking, oh, this could be, you know, give the Panthers a bye to come back, give them, this could be their Super Bowl. I don't buy it. I think the Texans are for real. I think give them another year or two, maybe they'll be in the playoff hunt. But honestly, at this point, like, who knows about the South? I mean, I do have a prediction about the Jags coming up. So, you know, Texans could come out of this division at some point if they keep this up. So give me the Texans 3.5.
I had to stay away from this game. Originally, this was going to be a game that I was going to pick, but I was going to go Panthers just because it's almost like, shouldn't the Texans be favored by way more? I know that they're on the road. Therefore, I couldn't have a pick on this game. If you do pick the Panthers, which you are not, obviously, you're getting the right side of that hook, which is nice, but I couldn't jump in and get involved here. I think most people who are picking the game would definitely go with the Texans. All right, the next game. This is going to be a game that I have a play on, which you do not have a play on. I'm going with the Packers getting 1 point against the Vikings. Listen, this is a perfect letdown game for Minnesota. Did I have that right? Is they're getting the point, or are they laying the point?
Green Bay is plus one.
Green Bay is plus one. All right, so I do have that right. All right. At any rate, this is the perfect letdown spot here for the Minnesota Vikings. They had a huge win against San Francisco last week. 91% of the money is on the Packers, even with only 64% of the tickets. This opened at Vikings plus. It's opened at Vikings plus one. Now it's kind of flipped. So it's on the opposite side of what I would like to see. I don't know if it is Vikings plus one. I might have a one, but forget about where it opened. It doesn't matter. Were the Vikings favored by one, maybe? Maybe I wrote this down.
Yeah, the Vikings were plus one, and then they wound up beating the Niners on Monday night, so then it flipped to...
Because they'd open. Okay. All right, and anyway, so it did flip, but now I got the Packers getting the point. They're at home. They've played 4 of their games on the road so far. Now they come back at home. So, yeah, I like the Packers just from the sheer fact of 91% of the money, like I said, with only 64% of the tickets. That's a nice little spread, and that's an angle that I always look to take. And there's not a lot of those this week, but that is the one where I would like to take. All right, the next game.
Whoa, hold on. Settle down. Let me give a take on it.
Oh, that's right. You did not speak on it. That's my bad.
I was close to taking the Packers in our contest on this. A stat that I have is Kirk Cousins is 29-42-2 against the spread after a win. Worst quarterback other than Jay Cutler in the last 20 years. So you should feel better about that. On the opposite side, he's 39-25 after a loss against the spread.
Look at that.
To me, there's two – like, I was close to taking Green Bay. I just don't know if I trust them. Basically a pick at this point. Yes, they're in Lambeau, but Jordan Love, I mean, is he able to beat Minnesota? They seem like they've turned themselves around a little bit, and I think they come back. I don't know. I was close, but I wasn't willing to put it all in Jordan Love for this game. So that's why I'm passing overall.
All right. So there we go. Now for you, the next game you're picking is what, the Ravens and the Cardinals?
Yeah, we can do that one. That's fine.
That's you.
Oh, because the other ones, we have a couple of.
Yeah. And then I got one more, and then we'll do the heads up ones.
Okay, so Ravens, I have 9, or is it 8.5 you have, or I don't remember what you're using, but I have 8.5 here.
We'll go with 8.5 then.
I mean, Lamar Jackson's playing pretty lights out lately. I mean, their defense is playing really well. Kicker's been playing well, you know, obviously well coached for years. Cardinals have just been getting blown out. I think that losing James Conner to that injury was pretty bad. I don't trust Josh Dobbs. I don't trust that team at all. I still think that they're the worst team in football. And sure, first couple of weeks keeping it close and obviously being the Cowboys was like their Super Bowl, and being close to beating the Giants was a huge, you know, huge play too. But I don't buy it. I mean, I think just having a cover, yes, they're I do see actually Baltimore is 9.5.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm looking through the number here.
I'm going
to
play that either way.
8.5. Yeah, all right. But you're going up to 9.5. You're still under that 10. So 9.5.
Fine. Either way, you're playing that position. So, yeah, so I still think that, you know, yes, they're travel by post. It's, you know, it's a long trip, but I don't buy that. Give me the points. Baltimore by 10 at least.
Yeah, I would go with Baltimore too. If I was going to make a pick on the game, I think Lamar Jackson's playing well. And I think I've been saying this for a couple of weeks. The Cardinals, they're done as far as looking like a competitive, respectable NFL team. They might still have good halves here and again, like they did a couple of weeks ago against the Rams where they were winning at halftime. But I think for the most part, you're going to go with the Ravens, even though they're coming off a huge win against the Lions. All right, the next game. We're going about 100 miles down the road from where I'm sitting, or up the road about, what, 65, 70 down the road from where you're sitting. I am actually taking the New York Football Giants getting 3 points. Listen, I picked against them last week, and the Commanders absolutely did not come to play. I hated picking against the Giants, but I have no problem because I see the hat comes on there. Let's go Big Blue. I am not a Giants homer, but I am a humongous Giant fan, and I think that a lot of people know that about me. But honestly, the key stat here is Robert Saleh, the head coach for the Jets, is 0-4 against the spread with a rest advantage. I know that's not a huge sample size, but that just goes to show me that he's probably not like an elite mind from a, you know, coaching standpoint. It's not like giving him the extra time is going to work to a huge advantage for him. I think that, I hate to say it, with Tyrod Taylor, the Giants don't turn the ball over as much. They're capable of moving the ball down the field a little more here and there. I don't think it's, you know, a huge loss to not have Jones for the third straight game. I think that they're able to keep them in the game. And I think that the Giants will keep it within a field goal. I think that the Giants might actually win the game outright, but I'm going with the Giants +3. Like I said, with Taylor in there, they've covered both games so far. I see no reason why they can't cover this game. This is a huge game for the Jets because the Giants, they're 2-5. They're definitely on the very much so on the outside looking in on any type of playoff picture. Still a sizable amount of the season to go. The Jets at 3-3 are very much in it. You could see this being kind of a game that they, you know, don't take as seriously possibly. And the fact that they're coming off their biggest win, plus having a bye week, they've heard nothing but people kissing their rear ends for a couple of weeks. So give me the Giants +3. All right, we got 12 minutes.
All right, let me give a quick take on this. So I have two quick points on why I'm still picking our G-men. I don't trust Zach Wilson. I'm going to keep fading him each week. I mean, I think he's a bum. I don't think he's going to be a quarterback in this league. Hopefully Rodgers can come back from this like crazy surgery and recovery that's been talking about too. But you also the Jets, I mean, their defense has been phenomenal because they get come up with these turnovers. And like you said, perfectly, it's like Tyrod Taylor's just not turning the ball over. So I would actually fade the Giants if Jones is back in this game, and not to say that he shouldn't be the quarterback moving forward. But you know, Danny Dimes has not been great to us this year, but yeah, I'm taking the Giants +3.
All right. We got 10 minutes or so till the meeting runs out. So we got the two games that were going heads up, 7-up. All right, let's start with the Jags one. I'm picking the Jags.
We call this a Cousins clash.
It's a Cousins clash. I'm picking the Jags, and we're going -2 here. I'm picking the Jags -2. Listen, the Steelers are 4-2, I'm well aware. They are so lucky to be there. It's not even funny. Their defense really isn't all that great. They're 30th in yards allowed. They've somehow only managed to give up 13 touchdowns. I don't care about Tomlin and all these stats about being a home dog, you know, whatever the case might be. They lost to the 49ers this year when they were a home dog, so it's not like it can't happen at all. I think the Jags are coming in with a lot of momentum. They've won, what, like 4 in a row after starting off 1-2. I like the Jags here, laying the 2 points. The Jaguars should be able to hold the Steelers off the board and win by at least a field goal.
So when the Steelers were home dogs against the Niners, that was week 1 when they had what, like 20 weeks to prepare for that game. So I don't buy that at all. I don't buy any other stats. And the reason is because you can't keep fading Mike Tomlin. I mean, he is the best coach as an underdog in the last 20 plus years, right? He's phenomenal as a dog straight up, 500 as a dog straight up, which is unreal, right? Him and Vrabel, it seems like it's hard to bet this week. It might be maybe that's not true against Vrabel, but I was against this trend. And when I saw what they did Baltimore weeks ago, it was like, how can, and then last week too, it's like, how do you not take the Steelers this week? And, Mike Tomlin just covers. I mean, he covers games well. Kenny Pickett, he's been playing better. George Pickens, when a stat here is the Steelers are 4-0 when the George Pickens has at least 75 yards receiving, right? Jack defense isn't that great. They have an opportunity to get at least 75 yards. I think that stat gets a 5-0. I think the Steelers come in and win this game. Deontay Johnson coming back healthy. It's a big, big game. I mean, this division isn't like, it's kind of funny. Everyone thought like for sure this is going to be Baltimore, stay up at the top. Cleveland maybe coming back. Who knows, dude? But Pittsburgh's right there right now. Pittsburgh has a chance to be 5-2 in this tough division. And they've won a couple of close games, divisional games too. So I'm going with Tomlin. Give me the Steelers here. Let's go black and gold, baby.
Like I said, I think that the Steelers are just too trendy for me to get involved with here. I think they were lucky to beat the Rams last week. So I'm going with the Jags minus the 2. All right.
Stick to your trendy glasses, cousin. Steelers got this game.
Stick to my what?
I said stick to your trendy glasses.
Cousins, glasses. All right, next game. 49ers laying the 5.5 versus the Bengals. I'll let you take this one first.
So I'm a big Burrow guy. And, right off the bat, I'm taking Cincy plus 5.5. I was nervous earlier in the week before. I think like Purdy didn't even come out. It was like until Monday or Tuesday, what they said he might be in a concussion protocol. And then all of a sudden it was like line went from, it started 5, went to 3.5. Then it's been kind of trickling back up. I'm not sure if that means pro money is coming in. I don't know. I mean, I'm taking a position here on the Bengals. I took a bet earlier this week for the Bengals to win the AFC. Call it crazy. Mock it, whatever you want. Burrow has started slow the last couple seasons. What has he proved? He's proved that he came out of college. Everybody was like, all right, number one pick. He's not going to be as good. Traditionally, it takes a while. I think what is the second year and he's in the Super Bowl, right? Third year last year.
First AFC full champ. Year, yeah.
Right. Yeah. First full year after the injury, year one. Last year, AFC championship game. Granted, I was on the Chiefs, won me some money, but at the same time, a couple bad calls. And, Bengals could have been back in the Super Bowl again after beating Buffalo the week before. And it just feels like people keep doubting Cincinnati. And I just don't think now's the time. 5.5 points. To me, I feel like they can keep up and they can cover this game. I think the book is out on Purdy. I mean, the last 2 weeks, he hasn't played as well. Teams are rushing about 3 or 4 guys and the rest of the defense kind of hanging back and letting, picking them off and playing good defense. Hopefully that's what's happening this week and they're scheming. And I hope that the defense obviously sees that and can start, playing into that. Losing Debo is a big loss. Trent Williams, not sure if he's playing or not, but that would be a big loss. I know he's been hurt for the Lions. So, give me the points. Would it shock me if the Niners cover this? No, of course not, because they're one of the top 3 teams in the NFL right now. Maybe not right now, but at least in the NFC. So, but give me the points. Give me Cincinnati. I might take a little money line sprinkle here and see what happens. But let's see what your contrarian pick with the Niners and your public bet is on this one.
I don't think that this is that much of a contrarian play to pick the Niners. I understand that. The fact that the Niners are giving 5.5 points against a team in Cincinnati that is dead last in yards per game. They are dead last in yards per play, 28th in points per game. They're only getting 3.5 yards on the ground. The 49ers, on the other end, they're number 2 in points per game. They're number 7 in yards. Number 7 in yards per play. All I have to do in this is to win by 6 when it's 5.5. I think not only are the 49ers going to win this game very easily, cover the number, I think that it is a sucker bet to take the Bengals because you hear, oh, I get Joe Burrow and I get 5.5 points. That is a straight-up sucker bet. I ain't wanting anything to do with the Bengals here in this spot. 49ers, Purdy's out of the concussion protocol. Give me the 49ers. They're going to win by at least 7, if not close to 10 points.
Wow. I mean, it's a bald
only got to cover the 5.5.
It's a bald take, just like your head, cuz I don't know.
Bald take, yeah, I knew that was coming. First, I thought you said bold, but he said bald.
Yep, cousin. We should name this podcast the Bald Cousins.
Yeah, you're getting close. You're not too far behind.
Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate your take. I appreciate your input. We'll see. I mean, it's a really tough game. I'm not like, I don't love this. I maybe could have picked another couple games, but I feel very confident that Joe Burrow is a top five quarterback in this league. And I would ride that higher than he's been hurt. He had a bad calf, hard to plant off that. And, you know, I know that granted, like, let's take all the stats, six games, they're still hanging in 3-3, right? They're not completely out of it. They're still, you know, I think they could still win the division, except I don't know. Baltimore looks pretty damn good. So I don't know if I would take that bet. They'll probably sneak a wild card, in my opinion. But I don't know. We'll see. Well, Cousins clash. Let's get it.
Cousins clash in two of the games. So one more time. Johnny's got the Texans. Laying 3.5. We're Texans both on the Saints at 2, but you might be able to get it 1.5, but we're doing 2 for the official picks. He's got Pittsburgh getting 2. He's got Baltimore laying 9.5, and he's got Cincy getting the 5.5. I've got the Giants plus 3. I have the Saints minus 2. The Jags minus 2, heads up on that. The Packers getting a point, and then I'm on the 49ers laying the 5.5. So that is the Cousins clash. We got one family play there in the mix, and that's it for week 8. Oh, boy, week 8. Year is flying by right away.
Yeah.
Any yeah. Parting thoughts? Before Zoom kicks us out?
No, I appreciate having me on again. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, and I mean, I'm excited to see what happens. I mean, I feel good about the season so far. Went 4-1 last week. I'm over a 60% clip with a friend, Ryan Proper. Let's call Proper.
We're nice work, fellas. On our
season. So we're in the money for sure. And you know, I feel good. I mean, I feel good about my Cincy bet against you.
Cousins All right. Clash. I'm sitting right now for the season at 25-9-1. I am at over 73%. I'm not in any type of, you know, pool with anyone per se, but the plays have been hot to start, and I'm probably due for an 0-5 or 1-4 type of week. All right, Zoom is going to kick us off.
If you go 0-5, you have to shave your head. It's my party thought.
All done. I love it. All right. Schloss Rant, Philadelphia Suburbs, Cousin Johnny with us from the WAP, Wappingers Falls. We'll see you later, everyone. Enjoy the week in the National Football League.